is Cleo, and I hope you folks will join me Tuesdays at 5 for my new show, All Tunes. From punk rock to folk, we got it all. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. See you Tuesday.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise...
We are...
Melon.
Collie.
Caravan.
You're listening to... CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
One, two, three, and... Everybody cries, everybody lives and everybody dies. Everybody eats and everybody loves. Everybody knows what everybody does. Everybody's going through the changes. Every complication. What you say with gesture and expression. Restaurant, everyone we know, and everything you want. Everybody wonders what you're gonna do. Everything is closer, everything is true. Everybody's starting everything again. Everybody's outside now, they're coming in. Everybody's going through the looking for inspiration. Some will find it staring at the ceiling of the subway station. Everyone you love in every kind of way. Everything you know in every single face. Every change of heart and every saving grace. Every song we sing and every kind of play. Everybody looks and everybody sees. Everybody's asking, everybody please. Everybody's going everywhere at once. Everybody's backside, everybody's front.
Studio today.
Looks like we've found ourselves a problem.
Are you? Was that Mater from Cars? Or was it Vinny the Thrill?
It's me.
Back in the booth. Thanks for coming in, Vinny.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Vincenzo.
Oh, sweet.
It's a me.
In the booth.
It's a me, a Mario.
There we go.
Okay.
Happy New Year?
Almost.
Almost
there.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Almost survived.
Oh, yeah. We are coming at you live. We're down here in the lower level of Carruthers Hall.
Way lower level.
Oh, yeah.
Way lower.
Down in the dank, Mo, the dank.
The rats live above us.
That's right. We're here until 10 o'clock. This is our New Year's special for the year, so don't worry. You don't have to stay up until 1 a.m. with me like normal. We're going to get it done like civil adults.
We're going to bed at 8.
That's right. Absolutely.
So we got 2 p.m. Don't go to sleep yet.
Oh, no. God, no.
We just started.
We have 2 more hours of fantastic music. We're going to be spinning a lot more favorites from the past calendar year, like that last one from David Byrne with Everybody Laughs.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be playing some holiday classics because, you know, still got to wring a few drops of eggnog out of the Christmas rag.
Yeah.
This is a good little.
Yeah. Rub it in.
And what else are we going to do? We're going to talk about our failed New Year's resolutions from last year.
Okay.
We still have some time.
I've got lots of those.
Good. And also nerd stuff. You know, what are we going to be binging over the holidays?
And we got to talk about some sports.
Yeah.
It's probably been a little while.
It's been a little while since I've talked about sports on this program. I got to dig out the sports report theme.
Wipe off the dust.
Exactly. Well, blow off the dust with Vinny and the nerd because we're going to be, I don't know.
It's been a while.
We're middle-aged. We're going to give her.
Middle. This is it.
It's all downhill. Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. This is CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Let's do it, shall we?
Let's go. What do we got first?
Brand new stuff.
Me dance.
We'll try.
Okay.
The name I can't pronounce.
I got my dancing shoes on, so.
Let's see.
Oh, I can't lift my leg up that high. Come on.
I'm not wearing any socks.
I'm not physically fit, Jeff.
New Year's resolution number one.
Accept it.
This is the Beths. I can't pronounce
the
that.
The Beths. The Beths. The Aussies? Are they from Australia or New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh.
Australia.
I think of this Flight of the Conchords when they're sitting with their band manager in the background and says Australia, not New Zealand.
Yes.
Or New Zealand, not Australia. Or
exactly. Either way, they're great. So this song came out, I think, in the summertime. It's called Straight Line Was a Lie. Crazy. Right here.
On CFRC.
Straight. Dina. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo! Everybody, come on, get happy. Now while your hearts are lighter, let everyone sing out. Happy New Year, everybody. We're really happy. The new year will be brighter. Sunshine, and then we'll drink it down. Happy New Year, everybody. We're really happy. The New Year's looking so fine. We're acting like a clown. There goes the old year with all our troubles. See him limping away. Here comes the New Year, fresh as a bubble. Everybody, smile and be happy. You'll find that when you're smiling, there's no room for a frown. So out with the old year, in with the new, and a happy new year to you.
So have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwesi Kwanzaa, a tip-top Tet, and a solemn, dignified Ramadan.
And this is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Last time I played Father Christmas, I stood outside a department store. my sister a cuddly toy. We don't want a jinx or a Monopoly money. We only want the real McCoy. Father Christmas, give us the money. We'll beat you up if you make us annoy. Father Christmas, give us the money. Don't mess around with those silly toys. But give my daddy a job, cause he needs one. He's got lots of mouths to feed. Remember the kids who got nothing while you're drinking down your wine. Father Christmas, give us some money. We got no time for your silly toys. Father Christmas, please hand it over. We'll beat you up, so don't make it.
Forget you're a drummer.
I keep playing in my head and just like I'm surfing in Hawaii listening to this intro.
Oh, yeah.
Just
absolutely.
Keep it going.
If you're out there, dear listener, and you're in your car and you're just cruising around with nothing to do, thanks for tuning in. But also, you know, we're here to set the vibe.
Yeah, bro.
I know it's almost January, but don't let the...
remind me.
Well, don't let the gray skies get you down, man.
Okay, okay.
Good.
Just listen to tunes like this.
Yeah.
And stations like this.
CFRC, the place to be. 101.9 FM. And a friendly reminder that this is the last day to get in on the funding drive. We're trying to get over that hump.
All right. Where are we at? Last year check.
19,
where is last year check?
Last I checked, we were around 19 or 20.
Wow.
For 25, but there's some great swag, yeah.
Lots of opportunity to finish donating, and they can do that at cfrc.ca.
Yeah.
All right.
Get that new hoodie. It's pretty sweet.
Give us some money.
Give us your money. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And we just heard a holiday classic from The Kinks. That was called Father Christmas. Not too bad. It's probably my favorite holiday song.
Yeah, yeah. After Christmas, too.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, like I said, we're trying to wring out the last skunky drops of eggnog from the Christmas rag.
I wish I had eggnog, Jeff.
There's some in the mini fridge in the lounge.
I wish I had eggnog, Jeff.
The last thimble of skunky eggnog from Limestone Creamery is in the building. And Lord knows, I'm going to make you drink it before the show is out. Before The Kinks, we heard Coconut by the Pack AD. That was a song about drinking eggnog.
Oh, wow. I'm leaving.
Also in there, we had Roy Tan and the Combo with Happy New Year. And we opened it up with Straight Line Was a Lie, new stuff from New Zealand's The Beths.
I can't do it.
I can't pronounce. Who's your least favorite New Zealander right now? Is it Taika Waititi? What has he done to the world?
Entire All Blacks team.
Yeah. We hate him. If you want to meet
us. I don't know any other rugby teams, but there's that one.
That's right. And they deserve our hatred. We're coming at you live from Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario. So if you're on the All Blacks team or you're a fan, we'll be out in the parking lot ready to do the, what do they call the Maori pre-war?
The haka. Is it?
I think that's what it's called.
The haka or something?
It's delicious food and intimidation.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Am I just thinking of delicious cuisine or
get some haka
cool dances.
It could be both.
Could be.
You're supposed to do the haka while you eat your haka.
Man, what a year.
We're culturally sensitive over here at CFRC. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny, and I just we were talking off air before this about, you know, what crazy this 2025 world has brought us.
Just nuts. Once again,
I couldn't believe the amount of stuff that happened. So I started thinking, like, I know what happened to me, and I know what happened to the people in my life, but what happened around the world? I had to recap.
Yeah.
So I had to ask our friend Al, we'll call him. It's AI.
But oh.
Yeah. give me a quick rundown of what happened in 2025, and I'm going to read off a few of the...
It's ironic that you use AI, number too. One,
I know, of course, right?
AI is 2025.
The world. The number one thing was the K-pop Demon Hunters take over the world.
That was number one on
That's
the list,
That's the
eh?
Number one thing, and I think it, you know, I hard to fight that.
I mean, for those who may not know, the K-pop Demon Hunters was a feature-length animated movie, came out on Netflix this summer. It was like it was literally the most watched movie on Netflix's history. And then after it had been on Netflix for like months, like it came out in June and I think it was September, they released it into theaters and it was top of the box office. It had Crazy. Been available for months and then it still dominated. There was the K-pop Demon sing-along. You had the singers at the Macy's Day Parade doing some. I gotta say, I watched it.
Yeah.
And I really liked it. I was surprised. I thought it was like, all right, I'll just watch it, get it over with, see what the trend is all about. And I ended up just watching the whole thing.
Can you sing us any of the songs?
You're my soda pop.
Okay. All right, next.
You'll be converted.
It is crazy. No,
and it was made by a Torontonian, so there you go.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Number two.
My soda pop.
Of AI's craziest things of 2025.
Yeah.
Katy Perry's wild year from space to prime ministers.
It has been a year for Katy Perry.
What a year for Katy Perry.
I mean, I forgot that she went to space.
I forgot too.
I forgot about the Daisy thing and her kissing the ground when she landed and all right. that and calling herself an astronaut.
But pause for the cause here.
Yeah.
That is far more astronautical than anything I have done. The highest I've ever been is like the maybe 18th floor of a Hilton hotel.
I suppose, but if you had Katy Perry money, you could do it. You could go to space. We live in that world now.
Yeah.
She's not there because she went through NASA for like five years becoming a mathematician.
Yeah, but she probably had to take CPR training or something.
I would hope so. But yeah.
What a world.
And then after that, she hit even higher heights.
That's right.
Dating
way up north to Canada.
Yeah, way up north, eh?
Yeah,
dating our former Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau.
That's Trudeau. So, number three.
We wish them the best.
Because we don't want to talk about that anymore. Number three.
He needs all the help he can get.
We'll move past this one pretty quick, but the Sydney Sweeney jeans meltdown.
Oh, right. Sydney Sweeney's
and then
year.
Number four. I'm actually surprised that this was number four, was Kendrick's Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, it was the most watched halftime show in history. We had Serena Williams further confirming that I will become her unhealthy stalker after I watched her do the grip walk.
Yeah.
I was like, once again, she's amazing.
Awesome. Yeah, I don't know.
And then who won the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know.
You know.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, go Birds.
The Birds. And number five was the 6-7 meme that took over the internet.
I'm doing the thing. I'm doing the hand motion, kids.
You know, I don't. Like, I have a rule. So for those that don't know, I coach, house league hockey for young punks. And I made a rule that if I hear it once, you get ready outside of the change room because I'm not dealing with this. What do you know? Like, do you 6-7 to work?
I did it once at work in front of a bunch of grown-ups.
And you got laid off.
Got a lot of groans. I heard someone in the store say, like, oh, yeah, it's not cool anymore.
No.
Like, that's it.
Once,
I think it's done. I think now that the adults have heard about it. But, I mean, it's like any other slang. Like, you know, the generation before them were saying bruh all the time.
Bruh. I still say bruh.
Yeah,
bruh.
And then, like, what were the stuff that we used to say all the time?
Six, 69, bruh. Yeah, like, there was just the dumbest thing. I mean, I've seen the internet. Yeah.
I liked it. I thought the 6-7 meme was funny because it meant nothing. Because it came out of nothing. And you'd ask the kids, I asked my nieces, like, what does it mean? They're like, it's funny because it means nothing. So it's sort of like, think about it this way, university campus that we're on. It's like postmodernism. Postmodernism. Yeah. As I fix my spectacles.
Number six. Wes, I didn't know about this, and we're going to have to look this up, because obviously we didn't come prepared.
Yeah.
But the NFL Stranger Things crossover breaks the internet. I didn't know this, but apparently they did something. So we're going to have to look at it. If you know it, you can message Jeff all about it.
Please do. All I know is that most of our listeners aren't listening right now because the Stranger Things finale, I think it's on Netflix today. I think the feature-length finale that you can, if you want, go down to the Landmark Cinemas and get a ticket is on right now.
Okay.
What's Vecna going to do this time?
What is the craziest thing that happened to you this year, Jeff?
I can't remember. It was a very boring year for me. I'll have to think about it and come back to you on that
one. I feel like if we listened to the last year's, it'd be like, I don't know. It was a pretty boring year for me.
About the same thing, yeah.
We'd be saying
toe
the same
in the
thing.
Line, 1 year closer to death.
Hey, do you have a New Year's resolution? We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
but do you have one?
Just the basics.
The usual
ones that never happen.
We'll talk about those a little later, but I'll tell you, the craziest thing that happened to me this past year is coming here this morning.
One day left of the year, and this was it? This is the craziest
this
thing?
This is the craziest thing that's happened.
We're going to make you drink that skunky eggnog before the day is out. Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I will say, that before we go crazy, is when I crossed the 180,000 kilometers on my truck.
Whoa, big time. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
And
I'd like to, for those who don't think it's that big of a deal, that's only 2.5 years to get that many kilometers.
What are you just doing, donuts in the field after work?
I'm driving you to work, Jeff.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
The time.
You're just letting the odometer run in the garage like a Ferris Bueller.
That's it. Yeah, trying to go backwards.
Trying to run it backwards.
That's it.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And we are forever running backwards. This is CFRC. And happy almost New Year's to you guys.
Almost.
Time to get back to our 2025 playlist.
I want to hear some music because I want to dance.
New one from a guy who goes by Cutworms. Yeah, out of New York. This one is called Evil Twin.
Evil Twin.
Yeah.
Like Wario to Mario.
What? Oh, I can't do Wario voice.
Oh, it's me, Wario. It doesn't work.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Choice presents Bob Weir and Jerry Garcia of Grateful Dead.
Hey, Jer, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
I'm not going to be in Times Square again.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Let's have a party.
Where?
How about at your place?
Viewer's choice.
New Year's Eve.
Stay home on New Year's Eve and get dedicated. Order Grateful Dead live. The party starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. A special pay-per-view event from Viewer's Choice.
Viewer's Choice.
Me pretty freaky with the door of your room and the lingerie. Do anything to see you again. You're the one. Take me by the hand and turn me on. Love me, don't you think I'm moving on? I need you like no other, only one. You're the one. You're the one. Take me by the hand and turn me on.
I'm Trevor from the Arrogant Worms, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I was running back from the bathroom. I was running through the halls.
Did you actually take a drink of that skunky eggnog in the...
You told me to.
In the CFRC mini fridge?
Because you told me to.
Oh, good. That was delicious. Happy almost New Year's to everybody listening. It's the CFRC 101.9 FM Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday edition. New Year's Eve spectacular.
I figured out why we go to bed so early when we get older.
Yeah?
Because it's like we... just start getting up.
I'm listening. I'm attentive.
Yeah, I know you are. I can see you've crossed your fingers. You're holding it like a very inquisitive look.
If you're lucky, I'll even start stroking my beard.
But if we get up earlier and earlier to do these shows, we're going to be in bed by 5 o'clock.
God willing. That's the goal.
We should just record this show. We should record next year's New Year's Eve show right after this
one. Why don't we just play this one next year?
Okay.
I mean, everything's going to be the same. Nothing. We'll just edit it to change the years. I think you're onto something. Because when I was younger, like when I was a teenager, I used to think to myself, I can't wait until I'm a senior citizen. A, because I didn't think of all the health problems.
Yeah, amen.
But I thought, oh, I'll be able to wear whatever I want, do whatever I want. No one will be able to tell me anything. You look at the boomers these days, they're going buck wild out there.
Yeah, so, yeah, no.
It's an interesting new year because I'm turning 40 this year.
Okay, okay.
I've become middle-aged.
Yeah.
And I don't care what anyone says, that is middle-aged.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah. So it's a weird, surreal kind of year. 5 or 6 years after the pandemic have just been, you know, a trudge, slog, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, New Year's come up and you get the period of reflection.
Yeah.
And resolution and all that.
Yeah.
It's just weird, man. I'm looking at my reflection.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to us? us or yourself from the past?
Talking to whoever will listen. Tears in the microphone as I see my white hair.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is. What are you going to do about it?
We're going to drink more eggnog because we're going to beg the Limestone Organic Creamery to make more.
Please do.
And throw us a bottle or three.
I know, right?
I have a needy group of people that want some.
Our amazing sponsors.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Shout out to Old Farm. They're downtown in the corner of Barry and Clergy Street. They sold out of eggnog remarkably quick this holiday season.
Surprise.
They got lots of eggs, though. You get over there today, get your own,
get your own nog.
Yeah, darn it, consarn it. But I want to give a shout out to our amazing sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Because they are open today. Limited hours, of course, but Big Steve's going to be there serving up the cheese.
Imagine Steve wasn't going to be there. He's laying in bed thinking, nah, I'm not going to open today.
Sorry, buddy. There's a wheel of cheese that needs Steve's in.
Oh, I could go for a wheel of cheese.
That's what I like to do. I have on New Year's Eve and just the holidays in general. Cheese, charcuterie meats.
You know what? Speaking of things,
I ate so much salami this year.
Because we're here, ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived. It is December 31st, 2025, or 26 if you're listening to this next year. and we want to talk a little bit about food and all things. El Cuisino, the things that you like to bring to a New Year's party, or if you just like to do it yourself because you have no friends.
Exactly. As I stare at my reflection.
I got a friend right there.
Yeah. That's right. He'll listen to what he'll read my blog. Yeah.
So I've collected data from our friend Al.
Okay.
Not Chef Al. I wonder what he's doing.
I hope. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways.
Sleeping on a pile of money with many beautiful women.
That's right. The number one, actually, we'll start backwards. We'll start the number five is confetti popcorn bar. Have you ever seen a popcorn bar at a New Year's party?
Yeah. That's an undertaking because, like, you got to commit a whole hand to it and you're going to get a little. I have a beard, so that's a risk. You get a little popcorn bits everywhere.
Yep.
Plus, I'm assuming it involves like sprinkles of some sort.
Yeah, you probably put some like pretzels or M&Ms or you can mix things into those in some piles, right?
That'd be a good treat for kids. If you're having a New Year's party and you want the kids just to stay in the kid room and just keep them occupied, give them one of those popcorn balls the size of a volleyball. And it's like, here, chew on that. Stay away from me for like 2 hours.
Just give them a phone, dude.
I guess that's the popcorn ball of this generation.
Number four. Countdown pizza bites. What is this? 12 mini pizzas, each numbered 1 to 12 like a clock. Different toppings for each number. The guests each eat them as the night goes on. It becomes a game.
Not in the last 12 seconds.
I don't
think
I've ever seen or would stick around to a party that ever had that. So.
They're limiting when you can eat your pizza.
Yeah, don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know what it is? That's a gift. Another one like the popcorn ball. That's more of a treat for the host because if you've eaten 12, I'm assuming they're like cinnamon bun size.
Probably.
If you're eating 12 of those,
like bagel bites, are those still things?
Maybe. Yeah, okay. Those are. Yeah. But if they were like even a bagel bite, if you had 12 of those, like that's gonna sit in your stomach like a brick. So you're gonna want a nap. Like 12:01, your guests are gone. They're like, I gotta get these pizza rolls out of my system.
Yeah,
and I gotta hit the hay,
get that insulin pump.
So if you're a middle-aged host, you want people out of your abode.
That's the way to do it. Number three, the champagne Jello push pops.
Interesting.
A grown-up twist on a childhood classic.
Let's hear. That sounds interesting.
Champagne, fruit juice, and gelatin layered in clear push pop molds. Add berries or gold sprinkles. They're playful. The style. And very midnight.
Ooh.
You're very midnight.
Thank you.
Number two. On the list, sparkler shrimp skewers. Jeff, I don't trust you with seafood.
I don't trust me with seafood. I have to devein shrimp for a living.
I love shrimp.
Really?
I've gotten used to this, thankfully. Going to Costco, they've got this giant tub of cooked, peeled, everything, giant jumbo shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
It's like $25, but it is a giant thing of shrimp. And just sitting there and devouring that. Done.
But then what's this involve?
Well, this one means you have to cook it and put stuff on it. So shrimp grilled or roasted, brushed with a sweet, spicy glaze. You serve on short skewers, standing upright in a bowl of rice. Or nope, never mind. Too much work. Next.
Too much work? Okay.
Number one.
Number one.
This one's a lot of work, but You can always find me here at the DIY Mini Taco Bar.
Yes. I would,
yes. You should always have a taco bar.
Taco Bar is a big win. One more shout out to our sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods. Not at the moment because we're all on vacation there. Except for Steve, but just want to put that out there. But we do a taco bar as part of our catering options. We get a lot of big events do it. It's very cost effective. You can load up on as much stuff or as little. It's good for eaters of different sizes, you know, because you never know how much someone's going to eat. So you give them a taco buffet and it's just delicious,
so
man.
So if you're wanting to listen to this in 2026, New Year's Eve.
Will I still even be working?
You could probably order a taco bar from 055 Foods by now.
If you order it now, we'll have it ready for next New Year's, is what you're saying.
You got it.
I'm a big fan of the taco bar. That's great. That's fantastic.
I think it's a great thing. When people show up, you get it's messy. So, the title was followed by Tiny Tacos equals Instant Party.
Nice.
Right? Can't go wrong.
Brilliant.
So that's the list. Number one was Mini Tacos, and I'm not fighting that list.
No.
The only thing that tops that, Jeff, is you.
I think Old Farm Fine Cheese tops that. That's my.
There's a lot of great cheeses at Old Farm.
Tons. And you got to get out there and buy it before I buy it all.
What was that cheese? Remember the cheese wheel that Old Farm, that I think Steve brought, the cedar wrapped?
Oh, that's the Chateau de Bourgogne, that really creamy one?
Yeah.
They're sold out of those. But they've got the blue cheese version and the truffled version, which are so much better.
Truffle would be great.
Truffle would be very good. So you bring one of those to a party. Best thing about charcuterie, it's easy, it's always delicious, and it makes you look like a big wig.
Okay.
If you're single and you're trying to mingle, you're like, oh, I brought a cheese board.
Okay.
Gets them flustered.
But if you're bringing it to the man in the mirror.
There's no manners. I don't even worry about it. Just rind it all. Get it in me.
Fair.
I probably ate a pound of salami so far this holiday season.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good, though.
Gotta get that salt in you.
Before we jump back to some rock and roll, what dish are you bringing to your New Year's party tonight?
I'm going to get some charcuterie.
You are doing a charcuterie.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing your own, or are you buying one pre-made?
Oh, no, I'll do my own. I like that. I like picking out the cheese. I like talking to my cheesemonger.
Okay, so that's your thing. I'm going to go to your party then, I think.
Excellent,
maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
We'll play Silk Song. We'll break some controllers. We'll eat some cheese. It'll be a good time. Have a little laugh. Pow around. It'd be fantastic.
It'll be good.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
It's Vinny.
And we better get back to the tunes. We're coming up on 9 o'clock. After the 9 o'clock hour, we'll find some things to do for New Year's.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you want to get out and about. Saturday Night Live turned 50 this year. They had their big special last February, I believe it was.
Okay.
And this mashup that was done by the guy from The Roots with the hair, the drummer.
Questlove.
Yes.
Yep.
He spent months working on this mashup, and it is simply brilliant.
All right, let's do this.
All the guests that appeared on SNL in the last 50 years. My name is The Nerd.
It's The Thrill.
Second spell.
John Swan.
Say it. Four, 3 seconds. 2. Stand by me. Ladies and gentlemen.
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 Saturday. New York.
Jolt of electricity.
Iconic.
Musical history. Game changing for a network show.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Excitement. Energy. Adrenaline.
Live.
Absolutely terrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday Night Live.
I'm on SNL and you're not.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
We're ready for this.
Are you ready for this?
Swing it.
Bobby.
Being on any other TV show.
Something about the vibe.
Like a school of music.
SNL is about making moments.
Moment in time.
Whether they're new or they're legendary.
It's fertile ground for an artist to really express themselves.
They was bold enough to say, yo, put the hip hoppers on. Let the punk guys come on. That's the beautiful thing.
There's a reason why it's lasted 50 years.
All from New York and all live.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The Rolling
Frank
Zappa.
Once again, the Clash.
Lady Gaga.
Now here's Prince.
Nirvana.
One Direction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift.
Nothing from nothing, bitch. Nothing.
You gotta have something.
New Year off with the bang. I'll be coming to you live from the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas on New Year's Eve, along with Hootie and the Blowfish, Salt and Pepper, and the Doobie Brothers. But at midnight, we're really gonna bring that house down. Because one of those Vegas casinos will be blown to smithereens. And you can sit right here. Cash.
Sinbad, Dynamite, New Year's Eve, Tuesday at 11 on Nonstop Fox.
New Year's Eve on Fox. Gonna be a blast.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events.